या शंकर चार सत्पल नहीं ना सत्तो श्लोक यस्तु अयम वर्णित संसार वृक्ष दैट संसार वृक्ष विच हैज बीन एक्सप्लेन्ड इज बीन फर्दर एक्सप्लेन्ड नाउ न रूपम अस्य इह यता उपवर्णितम तथा नैव उपलभ्यते अस्य ऑफ दिस ट्री रूपम फॉर्म इह हियर न यता उपवर्णितम तथा न एव उपलभ्यते as it has been explained as it has been described is not perceived as such so the form of the tree as it has been explained is not available here because swapna marichi udaka maya gandharva nagara samatvad because it is similar to swapna or marichi mirage or udagam jugglery or maya gandharva nagara samatva or like it maya gandharva nagaram so since it is like this world is like all these things therefore its form cannot be as explained cannot be experienced over here cannot be available cannot be apprehended drishta nashta swarupo hi sa iti atava na antah na paryantah nishta पर समाप्तिर्वा विद्यते दृष्ट नष्ट स्वरूपो सो एज इट इज सीन बट द फॉर्म लाइक वैनिशेस दृष्ट नष्ट स्वरूपम इट वैनिशेस एज सून एज यू सी इट्स देयर द नेक्स्ट मोमेंट इट वैनिशेस ही सर सिंस इट इज दैट वे देयरफॉर इति अतएव न अंतः इट्स एंड न पर्यंतः पर्यंतः मीन्स इट्स limit or it's till where it is valid nishta means like it's we can say nishta means like it's basically substratum or where it is situated para samaptir va vidyate va na vidyate so or its end its final end its termination is not known because it is drishta nashta swarupam because it vanishes as soon as it is seen one minute it is drishtam and the next minute it is nashta tata na cha adihi similarly like adi or its starting is not there itah arabhya ayam pravrittah iti na kenachit gamyate nobody can apprehend or see or explain or say that I am this tree itah arabhya pravrittah from here this has started this activity of the tree has started this tree has started or this world has started like that nobody can na kenachit gamyate nobody can apprehend it or nobody can explain it that way therefore it is without any adi without any beginning नच संप्रदिष्टा स्थितिः मध्यम अस्य न केनचित् उपलभ्यते संप्रदिष्टा मीन्स स्थितिः और मध्यम इन बिटवीन आदि अंतम इन बिटवीन मिडिल संप्रदिष्टा इट्स स्थिति आल्सो इज नॉट नोन बाय एनी पर्सन अश्वत्थम नम एनम यतोक्तम सुविरूढ मूलम सो अश्वत्थम एनम यतोक्तम सो एज like yathoktam as it has been explained previously this ashvattam suviruda moolam sushtu virudani viroham gatani sudridani moolani yasya so suvirudam means sushtu virudani viroham gatani so sushtu means it's well formed it's well virudani means viroham gatani means it is like it's spread throughout kind of thing so like this this tree whose roots has been well formed well developed well progressing sudridani moolani which is very strong as well so suvirudam means virudam and like virudam means like it is it's well developed well formed and sudridam means very strong that moolam yasya that moolam is there for which That is called Suvirudha Moola. So since the tree has like its roots well established, well developed, therefore it is called Suvirudha Moola. Tam, that tree, enam Suvirudha Moola. This tree which is described by the adjective Suvirudha Moola, Asanga Shastrena, Asangaha, Putra Vitta Loka Ikshanadibhyaha Vyutthanam. So, three types of Ikshanam that Shankara says in Ishavasya, starting like Putra, Pittam and Lokam, like children, and then Vittam is possessions and subjects or wealth, and Lokam means with the world or attachments, you can say. All these three Ikshana or all these three attachments or likings, Vyutthanam, has to be like overcome, has to be removed. So has to be removed. Tena Asangaha. Asangaha means like it's without or bereft of all these three types of attachment, Putra, Vitta and Loka Ikshana. Tena Asanga Shastrena, with that Asanga Shastram, Dridhena, strongly, Paramatma Abhimukhya Nishchaya Dridi Kritena. So Asanga Shastram is without any Sangam towards, or without any Ikshana, or Putra, Vitta and Loka Ikshana, three types of Ikshanas. And Dridhena means like strengthened. By what? Paramatma Abhimukhya Nishchaya Dridi Kritena. The Nishchayam or the Dridam, the strength attained by focusing or directing oneself strongly towards Paramatma, towards Supreme Self. So a mind which has Dridi Kritena, which has been strengthened, Dridi Kritena by what? Nishchayam, conviction or strong knowledge of what? Paramatma Abhimukhya, relating to Paramatma or towards Paramatma. So Dridam with Asanga Shastram and with the mind strengthened by the knowledge of, by the knowledge of the ultimate reality. Punaha punaha, again and again, Viveka Abhyasam Abhyasash Ashma Nishitena. So like this Asanga Shastram, which is along with Dridam, Drida Jnanam, has to be again and again strengthened, or this word has to be like polished by Vivekam and Abhyasam. Chitva, after having cut what? Samsara Vriksham, this Samsara Vriksham, Sabijam, along with its roots, Udhritya. Udhritya means like after overcoming, after cutting down this Samsara Vriksham along with its Bijam, along with its root, means like the root of Samsara means like Maya. So Samsaram is just a effect of Maya, Maya Karyam. So Karanam is Maya. Therefore Maya also or Avidya also has to be removed along with this tree. And then he says Tataha, after that Paschad. Tataha means like Paschad. After that, after having cut down, Yat Padam Vaishnavam, Tat Parimargitavyam, Yat Padam Vaishnavam. That state which is called Vaishnava state. Vaishnava state is explained in Bhagavatam, or Vaishnavas are those who believe in Advaita and who know that only one exists of the nature of consciousness. Such people are called Vaishnavas. So that Padam of Vishnu, Vaishnava Padam, which is the goal of Vaishnavas, that Padam Parimargitavyam, having been Parimarganam Anveshanam Nyatavyam Ityartha. Parimarganam, Parimargitavyam means like has to be, it's a verb there. So what the meaning of Parimargitavyam is? Parimarganam. Parimarganam, Marganam means like Marga means root. Parimarganam means throughout or always surrounded or total path. So what that means is Anveshanam or seeking, and Nyatavyam or knowing or realization is of the meaning. So after having cut down the tree, then that Padam which is Vaishnavam, that has to be sought and known. Anveshanam Jnatavyam. And what is that Padam? Yasmin Pade, in which state? Gataha. Gataha, after having reached that state. after being in that state, pravishtaha, gataha means pravishtaha. Gataha means generally meaning of gataha is gone or reached, but here it means pravishtaha, entered. So after having entered such a state, na nivartanti, na avartante bhuyaha punaha samsaraya. So na nivartanti, nivartanti means he doesn't return. So nivartanti meaning is na avartante, he doesn't come back. Bhuyaha, again. Punaha, again, again. He doesn't come back. He doesn't come back at all again in the samsaram. In samsaram, samsaraya, into samsaram, he doesn't come back again. That is the state. Katam parimargitavyam iti aha. Katam parimargitavyam. Like means, katam means how. So how it has to be attained, how it has to be anveshanam, how anveshanam and jnatavyam has to happen. Anveshanam and jnanam has to happen. That the Lord says, tam eva cha yaha. Tam eva cha, that alone. Cha yaha, that which is padashabdena uktaha. That which has alone been explained as padam, with the pada shabdam, with the word padam, that which has been explained. Adhyam. Adhyam means first. Adau. Adhyam means adau. First. Bhavam. Adhyam purusham. Bhavam means has happened, as born. So adhyam. Adau bhavam. Adhyam bhavam means adau bhavam. It has happened first. What has happened first? Adhyam purusham. That purusham which is adhyam, which has appeared first. Prapadye. Prapadye means prapatti has to be done towards that particular person. And so here it means that, yeah, like he is the first purusha. So he is the purusha pada shabdena, with the shabdam padam, what has been explained is adhyam purusham. Adhyam purusham means adho bhavam purusham, that person which has been there first. So pada shabdam denotes this adhya purusham, and prapatye, that purushan has to be prapatti has to be done towards that purusham. Ittyevam, thus like parimargitavyam, that is what is meant by parimargitavyam, that adhya purusham which is explained through the word padam has to, prapatti has to be done towards that purusham. So parimargitavyam, that purushan has to be sought and known, means prapatti has to be done. What is prapatti has to be done? Tat charanataya ityartha. So parimargitavyam means like a person has to seek such a person or surrender completely to such a purusha. Kaha asau purushaha iti uchyate. Even though it has been said like adhyam purusham, it is the first purushan, or who has been like, who is there from the first time, or who appeared first. Who is that purusha? That is still explained again. Kaha asau purushaha. Who is this purusha? Iti. Thus, uchyate. It says, yataha. Yataha means yasmat. From whom? Yataha means yasmat purushat. So, yataha here means yasmat purushat. From which purusha? From which being? Samsara maya vriksha pravrittihi prasrita. Samsara maya vriksha pravritti. The activity of this particular samsara maya vriksham. The vriksham which is samsara maya, which is born out of samsara maya. That vriksham prasrita. Prasrita means nisrita. So nisrita means like has started. Indra jalika diva maya purani chirantani. So it has like from which purusha? Samsara, this samsara, activity of the samsara maya vriksham has started or has ensued like Indra jalika diva maya. So maya here means like a magician creating things. Puratani, and this person is puratani means chirantani means eternal, there from time immemorial. So samsara maya vriksha pravritti means activity of this vriksham which is samsara maya. So samsara maya doesn't mean that samsaram is maya, but samsara maya means that samsaram is caused by maya. or that samsaram which is of the nature of Maya, because it is the effect of Maya. The world is not Maya. If we say world is Maya, then that's wrong. World is Maya as effect, but world has come from Maya. Though effect is cause alone, but effect is still different from cause. So if we say samsaram is Maya, then it's right in one way, but technically it's wrong, because samsaram is Maya karyam. Samsara karanam is Maya, but samsaram is Maya karyam. So samsara maya vriksha pravritti means this vriksham which denotes the samsara maya, or this ocean of samsaram, illusory samsaram, which is born out of maya, which is of the nature of maya. And like, what does maya means? Maya means like it is a creation, indra jalikadiva. So it is like an indra jalam. It's like a creation of the Indrajalikan or a magician. So it's not real, it is only an illusory creation. Purani. This Purusha is Purani, means like it is, he is from eternal time.